glad they put the name tags out here.
Okay, it's 6 o'clock. My name's Guy. I'm taking place of our regular chairman, who's going to be either late or absent. And I'd like to call this meeting to order on June 10th, 2026, meeting in McKinney Armed Forces Memorial Board, and confirm that we are, quorum is present. Announce where... We have...
Motion to approve the minutes?
If you'll just read the names of who's present.
Okay.
So...
We have Mark Hunt, Robert Gaylord, Melissa, and Kayla, Colin Kimball, Paul Reed, and evidently Shane is absent at the moment. So, all present.
We have a quorum.
We have a quorum. The alternate member will be serving as a member?
Yes.
Okay. Alternate is...
You can skip that one.
We can move on to our first order of business. And that would be public comments of agenda items. Do we have any public comments from the audience? No, that's good. Constant items. We'll move on to our consent items. We will move into our consent items. Where were the minutes? Item number 260531, the minutes of McKinney Armed Services Memorial Board meeting on May 13th, 2026. Do we have a motion to approve?
I got a motion to approve.
I second the motion.
A motion by, Colin, second by?
Mark.
Mark. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. Okay. Next item is item number 260532 for the board and liaison reports. I don't have anything today for a report for the board. Anybody else on the board have anything to say? McKinney Parks and Rec?
No updates this time, thank you.
Okay, and City of McKinney?
Not present, so we'll say none.
All right. Discussion items, none taken. Item number 26533, that would be the debrief 2026 Memorial Day ceremony. Are there any discussions on our Memorial Day ceremony that we had this past week?
One thing I want to say is that, aside from I thought it went really well and it was well attended, was that where the podium was, there was like a gap there. And that was difficult for people. We need to make sure that, you know, that kind of platform is up against the podium. So, because people were, you know, they were pretty far back, and the reason why was because they were concerned about that gap, and some of them, you know, probably have some stability issues.
Right.
So that, I would just like to point that out, that I think that we just need to correct that going forward for every ceremony.
Okay. Yeah. I happen to notice that also, that I think the podium itself was further back on the platform. Right. If it had been moved up to where it's towards the edge, we'd have some more substantial place to stand, because I noticed that you're right off the edge of the platform. And so
I think the ceremony was exceptional. It was very well attended, and kudos to Mark and Shane. Shane did a great job. That's what we need, is somebody that that keeps it going and no pregnant pauses, and he did an outstanding job.
Right.
The only critique that I have for along with your comment was the platform where we have the bell on it. We need to move it back away from the memorial for RD because it kind of masked that. And so we got plenty of room on that area to move it to the back part of where those crosswalks cross. But other than that, I was very proud to have been a part of it. So well done, everybody.
Yep, I agree. Any other comments? I want to apologize for me not being at the bell when I needed to be. I noticed when we spoke about the two new men that are on the wall, and they said, we're going to ring the bell, and I was still up front.
Makes it human.
Made a bolt for the bell. So other than that, I think the ceremony went real well. No glitches other than that. I wasn't at the bell. Any other comments?
I thought Shane did a great job of getting the volunteers to read the names, and that everyone did a really good job doing that.
Yeah.
You did an exceptional job with your singing, too, so we really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
You might have gotten yourself a new gig.
Okay.
Any other discussions? We'll move on to the next item is 260534, discuss 2026 Veterans Day ceremony.
I just wanted to note that I did include our spreadsheet. I left all of the details about the providers and the emails and stuff from last year, just so we can compare. I did update the date at the top, and I think I chose the correct date. But I just printed this as a reference.
Okay. We should probably touch base on that at least, if there's anything that we can add to it right now. And I'm sure we'll discuss it the next months or so.
I have a suggestion for a speaker.
Okay.
Staff Sergeant Jason Morgan. He was Air Force Special Operations. He was involved in some counter-drug missions down in Central America when he was in an incident where his vehicle went down a steep valley into the creek bed. As a result, he became paralyzed, and so he's in a wheelchair. But he's very well known, good speaker. He has a service dog. He's had several that in England they published a book about his last dog. And anyway, it was a thought that I had, he would be a good speaker.
Okay.
So
I did reach out to someone in a different mode. I believe you corrected me on it. For a speaker, I thought we needed one for Memorial Day. And it was for Veterans Day. I did reach out to a colonel, Marine. His name is Phil Farr. I don't have any of his bio with me yet, but I think he would be a super speaker, and I think we can probably discuss that further. I want to get some information on him. He was over in Iraq, and I know that. But I think he may be a good candidate also.
Maybe what we should do is get the bios together, and then for next meeting, we can then lay them out and make a decision.
Sounds good. So we can go with Phil Farr and what's your
Jason person? Morgan.
I'm sorry?
Morgan, Jason Morgan.
Morgan, okay. Jason. All right. Any other positions that anybody has anything for? The park setup is going to be the same, I'm sure. Choir? Are we going to have the same choir?
I will reach out to Cindy.
Okay.
they're always very interested. Melissa, are you part of the choir?
I was when they first began, but then COVID hit and killed it, you know, and then it came back, and I just haven't joined back just because of the time constraint.
Okay.
But Cindy's sick again, so I don't know what's happening there.
She's
sick again.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. We can continue with that next month and see how that works. Invocation is still going to be Jim Nichols, I believe, as far as I know. I'll confirm with him if nobody else does. I see him often enough. Color guard should be okay.
Yeah, Gunner's always, you know, we get tremendous support from.
Right.
I do have a thought. You know, they incur a lot of expenses with all their things, and I'm just floating this idea. Would we have it within our budget to maybe consider giving them an honorarium that goes to the program, not to the cadets, but
right.
It's just, you know, for their continued support. It's just a thought that I had.
That's something I'd have to discuss with Marty.
Okay, so we can go into more detail later, but it's just, I wanted to float the idea.
Yeah, I'll make a note to touch base with him.
Okay. Flyover?
Yeah, I'll handle that. But one of the things that I mentioned to Jerry last time we met, right, that he was here, is that, you know, we need to start doing a left seat, right seat on this stuff so that the people who always do it aren't the ones that always do it, and then we have board changeover, right, in the end of the fiscal year, and people are thrown into it. That's part of the SOP, right, and getting these, you know, updated, but there's nothing like actually doing that.
Right.
So I think he's interested. He's not here tonight, but, you know, if it's not him, then, you know, maybe, Paul, it's you, right? And we would do it together in terms of, like, I would, you know, coordinate with Carl, and then you'd be part of that, and, you know, just that process.
A shadow thing going on.
Yeah, because Colin, you know, provided me with a lot of information,
right?
And I just took it and then ran with it, right? But I just think it would be easier.
Yeah.
Not every position maybe needs to have that, but there are some ones that are kind of critical.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I don't know, it's up for discussion, but, you know, I just think that that would be good.
Sounds good. Bugler. We're going to have a bugler.
Same. I will float that through the sheriff's office.
Okay.
One of the reasons he was delayed in getting, it was a work day for him, and his supervisor wouldn't let him change into his dress uniform until a certain time period, because the whole ceremony started and he wasn't there. And the number two guy from the sheriff's office was there, and I thought, this is not going to look good. He comes bebopping in. So, but anyway, I think.
And you're going to check with that.
I think, you know, he's certainly interested. And then maybe Shane got the identity of the bagpiper. Maybe we can get a bagpiper back, so.
Okay. And volunteer Dar, the U.S. Army recruiters, Marines, Corps, Boy Scouts. They're, I assume, going to be there. We'll check with Zeth when he gets back. And task of common marketing promotions. City Commission, Army.
Yeah, we'll continue to handle all of the marketing.
Okay.
I'm sure
all right.
Similar as last year, but I'll get with Amy and our marketing team to provide an overview.
All right. Any other discussions? Those are items we can continue with for Veterans Day. Any other discussion on that? We'll go on to the next item, which is 620535. Discuss McKinney Armed Services Memorial Board standard operation procedures and guidelines. And I guess.
I did include a copy of the City of McKinney Emergency Preparedness Plan that our special events team provided to me. So that's in each of your packets. It has red and it says example at the top. And so this is just a comparison of what our team uses. And this board does not have to use the same format, but this is just an example.
We talked last month, I believe, about a committee for that.
Yes, so I do have an update. I believe I included it in an email as well, but the options would be if you would like to meet as an entire board or have four or more, then we would have to still have an agenda and minutes for that meeting and provide a notice of potential quorum since we'll be meeting outside of our regular scheduled time. That is a possibility. And then the alternative would be to meet in subcommittees of three, two or three. And that would require no agenda, no notice of potential quorum, and no minutes. And then those committees could come back to a regular meeting and report kind of their thoughts and ideas. And then the board can make a decision on which pieces to adopt. So those are kind of the two options. I know Jerry isn't here and he was kind of spearheading this. I don't know if either of those options sounds more appealing or not. But
I like the subcommittee option. That way they can kind of lay it out and the rest, all we have to do is say yes or no.
And we can have multiple subcommittees. That's possible as well. We could have two groups of three if there are, you know, that many people interested. That would be totally fine. Or we can have one subcommittee. It's your prerogative.
To be discussed? Anybody else have any comments on it? Whether they want to do either or? No?
That would be for the subcommittees. I think it's going to be more efficient.
Yeah. I agree with that.
The subcommittees are something that you could meet offsite. We could schedule a conference room for you here at City Hall if you wanted that option, but that would be open. So three people wanted to meet at anywhere. Marty had suggested to me, of course he's not here either, so I'll pitch it for him. He had suggested that instead of having a regular July meeting, we cancel the regular meeting and have maybe a couple subcommittees meet and discuss and then come back for the August meeting. Just an idea, just so people weren't bogged down with extra meetings. So, of course, we're here to do what y'all can.
Yeah, I think that in order we need to know how we're going to break it up, the subcommittees, right, before we go, you know, saying I'm going to do this or do that. And to your point earlier or a moment ago, Kayla, you said, you know, Jerry really is the one that, you know.
This is his baby.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that he should be the one that says, this is what my vision was for, you know, we're going to slice this and dice this thing into two or three different subcommittees, uh-huh, right? This is what they are. And then, you know, we can say, you know, which one we want to serve on, right? Or could be multiple ones, I guess, but yeah. And do that. I don't think it's going to take a lot of work. I mean, it's some of this is, you know, we're going to just modify so it fits. Yeah.
Right.
What we want, right? But we're not reinventing the wheel here. I don't know. No. Up for discussion with you guys.
Yeah. I agree, and when he comes back, he can give us his thoughts as to what he wants to do, and then we can either go with subcommittees or a...
So can we table that item until Jerry's here?
Absolutely.
I think so.
Yes.
We need a vote on that? No votes.
We don't, no.
No.
It's just
okay.
A discussion item.
That's SOP. Anybody else? No more on that? Okay. We have a couple items there that we need to carry on next month. We'll go on to public comments regarding matters of not on the agenda. We'll move to citizens. Anybody have comments that are not on the agenda? No? Look at that. We've limited this. And we will now move to comments from the board. Not on the agenda, board members.
Starting on Friday, the Collin County History Museum is opening an exhibit. sorry, I don't have the name in front of me, but it's honoring our Native Americans. And it's actually an exhibit that was on display over in Irving, and so it's being moved over here now. So they're getting a lot of attention in the Metroplex for this. So I thought I would let you know.
Friday when?
Friday evening is going to be the opening ceremony, or, you know, reception.
Six.
I'm trying to figure out if I can. But anyway, the exhibit will go on for quite a while. It's called Service Beyond Duty.
The location is?
It's at the Collin County History Museum downtown. Well, right over there. Which way? So.
Okay. Anybody else? I wanted to let you guys know that when was the last time we were talking about the golf outing, but we're VFW Post 2150 is also putting on a Toys for Tots motorcycle ride. It's going to be in December. We started having our meetings. Our first meeting will be on the 13th. I think it's 13th, 18th, third Thursday. We meet every third Thursday now for the Toys for Tots, and we're starting to work that up. So anybody else that's interested in wanting to getting involved with the Toys for Tots, it's a motorcycle ride for Toys for Tots, the Marines, and we do it every year. We're looking for motorcycle riders, vendors, sponsors. Anybody wants to donate for auction and auctions and raffle items, we'll be working on that from now till December. So you're welcome to get a hold of me. I'm one of the coordinators, and Nick Nichols will be the second coordinator. That's all I have for the moment. VFW is very active now. We're redoing our social media. So look us up and check out the new Facebook items we put up. We have a new social media person, and I think he's doing a great job. So we're trying to get out there and get up to date like everybody else with their social media. So that's my push for the VFW.
TikTok, TikTok, TikTok.
TikTok.
Yeah.
I don't know about TikTok. I guess we're on TikTok. Okay. That was the board. Anybody else?
I think that are we going to have a July meeting?
Okay. Yes.
And I think that we should have a July
Absolutely.
Meeting so that we can sort through this, you know, subcommittee groups, and then we can determine on July's meeting if we're going to have an August meeting.
Right.
Sounds
good. All right. That's the board members. Any liaisons? Council? Rick? Anybody? Nope. Okay. Then if there is no other items, then I would call for a motion to adjourn.
I have one thing to say. What's the deadline for applying for new board members? And those of us that are going to reenlist?
I don't remember the deadline off the top of my head. I do know that it's in July. I believe it's later in July. Do you know the date?
No.
No, that's okay. I'll look that up, and I'll send out an email along with the link.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, next to that earlier.
Quick AI search says third Friday of June, June 19th.
Okay.
Yeah, it says June 19th. Is the deadline?
Deadline to apply for the City of McKinney boards and commissions.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so next week.
Hey. I always thought there was a push email that went out,
yeah.
But I haven't seen anything.
That's just AI, so we probably want to do our homework.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's June 19th. All right. We move for adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Motion made by Colin and second by Paul. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Opposed? This meeting will be adjourned to the next second Wednesday of the month in July. I'm not sure what that date is.